As passengers of a cruise ship where a deadly hantavirus outbreak start to return home, governments are putting measures in place to make sure the return is safe for them and the rest of the population. Six of them are travelling to Australia, four citizens, one permanent resident, and one New Zealander. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler has announced they'll spend 3 weeks in a quarantine facility near Perth.
And an order will then be made for those passengers to be subject to quarantine arrangements at the Bullsbrook Centre for National Resilience, which is just northeast of Perth, next door to RAF Base Pierce.
He says none of them have displayed symptoms of hantavirus at this stage and that the quarantine is a precautionary approach to keep the community safe.
Our primary responsibility as a government, obviously, is to keep our community safe and healthy. We also have a responsibility to those passengers to bring them home and to protect them from any risk, no matter how small, of potentially transmitting the virus without knowing it.
After being stranded at sea, the MV Hondius was finally able to dock over the weekend on the Spanish island of Tenerife. Among the 150 passengers and crew aboard, three have died, two of whom were confirmed to have hantavirus. More people have since fallen ill, with some also confirmed to have contracted the virus. But what is hantavirus, and how concerned are authorities about this recent outbreak? It's a group of viruses carried by rodents and can be found in some areas of Europe, Africa, and Asia. Dr. Margaret Harris is a public health specialist who previously worked at the World Health Organization. She says it isn't a particularly infectious virus, but can be very serious.
In the Americas, there's a strain called the Andes virus, which has caused limited human-to-human transmission. And that's really the concern here. We saw a cluster back in 2019 where a farm worker went to a party and I think 29 people got infected and close to half of them died. So we know that it can cause a lot of trouble, and that's why there is a lot of concern about this particular outbreak.
It can take up to 8 weeks for symptoms to develop, but the World Health Organization has reiterated its message that the risk of an outbreak is very low. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says while this is not COVID, they still recommend isolating the passengers.
Our advice is clear, starting from May 10, 42 days of quarantine, but it could be in a facility or at home. Of course, countries, we advise them, but at the end of the day, we don't impose.
There's currently no widely available vaccine or specific antiviral treatment for hantavirus infections. Treatment is based on symptoms such as hospital care and respiratory support.